Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! It's a gewaldig day today. All the chutznikim, they're back. They're able to watch. They're able to be with us. We missed you. Today's shir sponsored Paris Achodesh, Shmuel Yech, in honor of David Zlatnik, F200, Kiva Salkowitz, F94, Shalom Rand, who just left last night, F202, Shmuel Davidowitz, B202, and the official 8-Minute Daf Yomi Committee for my awesome, loving, and caring husband, Glenn. Today is his birthday. He started learning, enjoying his shir just a short time ago. He loves every minute. Rebelli, thank you. Ari K, for my children to learn Torah. Just in Ivri. Chanetziro Basirichanon Umilka Lezivug Hagun. Amen. Yankee Sunshine. Lunishmas Reb Chaim B'Moisha Lebrei. By Avi Mandelbaum, the one and only, in honor of the amazing life of Rav Moshe David Tendler, who is Nifter Ovi Yontif. His dedication to teaching Torah science and ethics should serve as an inspiration to us all. His neshama have an aliyah. And a refuah shleimah for our good friend, who is now in the hospital, Binyamin Ben Rachel, Benny Gittelsberg. All right. So, running a little late. That doesn't mean we can't read 10, 15 emails here. George Zar. Dear Rebelli, I want to thank you for making Daf Yomi fun, enriching, and accessible to hundreds of people around the world. I turned 50 this past June and realized that, shamefully, I never got to finish a Masechta. I came across your shir in one of the 5-town WhatsApp chats and figured that if I get a free Gemara, I'll have to use it and finish it, as opposed to the ones I purchased in the past and end up losing steam after a while. I mean, if I take the free Gemara and not use it, while it could have been used by someone else, oy vey. So I hopped on the daf train and been loving it since. I paused in the last thumbnail and made my scene this past Thursday in the sukkah on my mother's yard site. It was very emotional for me. I actually choked up a bit reading the Hadron. May Hashem give you and your family courage to keep dafing. Chazaku baruch, ma'adim simcha, Dror Zar, Woodmere, New York. Here's Dror. This is when I visited Woodmere. And here is the siyum in his sukkah. It's beautiful. It was just, can you imagine, it was just yesterday. Huh? How do you pronounce this name? Baruch? You say the name. I don't know how to say this. Okay, Baruch. W-A-J-S-F-E-L-D. Where's, what? No, what's Schlufrach? This is by Baruch Schlufrach. W-A-J-S-F-E-L-D. Schlufrach. I used to only listen to the shir, but didn't really follow along once I started watching the shir. I'm hooked. And a doima shmieleria. Yossi Klein's father, who doesn't have internet access, only listens. So this is a message to Yossi Klein's father. And a doima shmieleria. You got to go online and see it. It's a lot different. You're missing most of the shir. Especially when I say the green goes to the blue and the blue to the red. Rebelli, it's such a shgacha. This is from Murray Stern. On one of the last days of Sukkot, 6 or 7 guys from Ramat Eshkol, you know, the Ramat Eshkol chevre, the American Gishmaki guys, deliver Ramat Eshkol. So one of them is Uri Stern. So he just wrote, it's such a shgacha that Jonathan Stefanski sponsored today and said because Stefanski went from tuna to Torah. Just tonight, I met a cousin of yours, Chaim Stefanski. His father's the owner of Dagim Tuna. And I asked him if and how he's related to you. He answered me that it's so crazy because everyone used to ask him if he was related to Dagim Tuna. But now they ask him if he's related to you. I guess all Stefanskis are feeling it. P.S. I did not ask him if he makes Abdol and Castel. Good kvitel Uri. Truth is, I'm basically done. My job is over. I had one goal in mind. This is by Shalom K. It's hard to read these from Reb Shalom. I'm still laughing how Hashem showed, don't be so fast to judge. Basically, last email I wrote to you, that he deserves a shout out, that he got someone to start the daf, not from you, not to go to your shir, but to go to a different one. And if you really care about Torah, you'd be happy. And then he goes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got him back. That he works for this chesed organization, and his partner in crime decided to go work for another chesed organization, and he really felt terrible, even though he's helping out Yidden. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a nice little this, and then he goes like this. This is Choshev. I just canceled my Netflix, thanks to you. Keep the Gaiva going. I love it. Somebody asked, I have to ask Rishus. Okay, maybe I'll say it tomorrow. I have to ask Mark Ashkenazi, remind me to ask Rishus for something. It's about Netflix. What? That's for sure. Look who's here. All right. My name is Mark Mellis from Philadelphia. My brother-in-law is Josh Perlowitz. I'm the Zaidi of Rafi and Akiva Miles, from who the Daf Yomi was sponsored this past week. Thank you very much for the chesed. I only now found out about Yeshir. Plan to arrange and joining on the upcoming Rosh Hashanah Masechta after Sukkos. Ah, the Yitzhar got him. Got him. He's going to push it off until after Rosh Hashanah. Oh, yeah, yeah. To the beginning of the Masechta. Start today. Over Yontiv. When is everybody starting their diets, Rabbi Isai? Tomorrow. Next year. After Shabbos. After Shabbos. Never works. You start now. Over Yontiv will be a transplant. So I hope it went well, the transplant. What happens to the brother? Like, you don't even ask him a choice. You just say, hey, by the way, you're giving a transplant to your brother. That's how it works. I don't know. Like, you talk to him, sit him down. It's a little kid. Over Yontiv, if possible, please make him a shaber for those two grandchildren. The recipient and the donor, Eitan Rifal Shraga ben Dina Sara and Akiva Moshe ben Dina Sara should have refuah shleima. All right. Mark Mellis. What? Oh, Josh Perlowitz, that's you. Okay, Givali, and I put it together. I throw out these names, I don't know what I'm saying. We don't have any more time for email, so three more only. Mo Landy, it's hard to keep up with the daf over Sukkos. Oh, you better believe it. A lot of people struggle with the daf over Sukkah. So what do you do, Rabbi Isai? I'm sure people miss the daf here and there, or maybe 7, 8 daf. Brand new Mishnah today, brand new Sukkah. Just start from here. Write down what you missed. You'll make it up later. And Yosef Erman sent me something beautiful. Somebody wrote him yesterday that Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum is so true. It always falls out. The Parsha Bereishis is the long, a very, very long parsha. And you want to start with the Brents. You want to start with all the Rashis. And it takes forever. And you only get like 2 days because Simchas Torah is usually in the middle of the week. So the guy said, start from Chamishi. Just go from Chamishi on and just keep on going. Forget it. And a lot of times that's a way to trick the Yitzhar. You don't need that perfect. If you chop out the perfectionism all the way in the beginning, you start from Chamishi, then you have nothing to lose down the line. All right. Fine. He's saying that Rabbi Yehuda, and he's 100% right, and when I was learning it, I knew it, but when I said it wrong. Shaul Meir Silver says that I said that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was Rabbi HaKadosh, and it's wrong. He's the grandson of Rabbi. It's 100% right. More? More? Okay, listen. Shachar starting a little later. Oh, it's the Rivnitz's Rabbi Yartzeit today. Psh, I'm not going to read the rest. Wow. Unbelievable. How many years? It's 36 years ago, isn't it? Wow. So, look up the Rebbe's Rebbe. My father used to go to Rebbe's Rebbe. Now, my father is a misnagid. He doesn't like very many Rebbe's. But the Rebbe's Rebbe he loved. And he would take me on Matzah Shabbosim. And we would go there, and the Rebbe's Rebbe, I would sit on his lap. Many times, sat on his lap, and he did a whole zach. We're not going to go into it. But anyway, so we had a Mordechai David was there, his brother-in-law, I remember, different people there. But okay, we used to go, we made Avdallah. And like go like maybe an hour after Shabbos, and we'd show up just in time for the start of Mincha. That's how it was by then. Pull out the Sefer Torah at 10 o'clock at night, and it's a whole zach. Brand new perek, Rabbi Isai, not just the Mishnah, brand new perek. Hamevi kadi yayim imokim lemokim. Daf, choftesim beis on the bottom. Right. For those of you that missed all the dapim, so you probably left off at about chof somewhere. So we're holding up Chav Tesson Beis in Mesechtes Beitza, by the way. Hamevi kadi yayim imokim lemokim. Lo yevim besalu bekupa. On Yontif, we have to make a distinction and show that it's Yontif and show that you're not really doing a malacha, just to show some sort of hecker. So you're schlepping bottles of wine from one place to another. Don't put them in a box. Rashi says 3-4. It's not so much the amount, it's the way you're doing it. Carrying boxes around the Zuvdu Dachal. Don't put it in a basket. Ava maybe you al ksefa, you can put it on your shoulder. Rabbi, I remember that Yoni gave me permission to use his pictures. I spoke to him directly. So here's beautiful pictures from Yoni. He sells the Mishnayos. Go out and buy this great stuff. Here's the wine. Here, by the way, Castel. I don't know how Yoni chapped to do it, but he's carrying a bottle of Castel. In the box over here is Castel. It's unbelievable. Unreal. He's mamash. He's a true artist. Same thing if you are dragging, you're carrying straw. Don't put it behind you. Yoni's into tchelis also, I see. It's unbelievable. Mamish givaldi. You can carry it in your hand just like this. Put a little pole here. I'm not exactly sure why. Okay. Maybe he holds it in front of him. So if you typically would do it this way, you do it this way, typically that way, and what's going to see in the Gemara? You could just go to start out with. You have a pile of straw which you didn't designate for Yontif. Could be it's Muktzah. It's just sitting there. You could go grab some straw. Avaloi be'etzim sheba mukta. Mukta over here, Rabbi Yisai, is a little different than what you think. Mukta is, here in Eretz Yisrael, this is not the greatest picture, but if you were ever on a moshav in a tzimmer, so a lot of times you see, they have a house, and then they have this huge meshek in the back. It's called a meshek. It's a backyard. You never go there. It's like, that's where they build a tzimmer in. If you have one of these, you build two or three houses in the back and you rent them out. This is a mukta. Yeah, wood. Yoni has a picture. I'll show you Yoni's picture if you want. It's a little bit better than that. I just want to describe it in today's terms. So here's your house. And here you have the mukta. You have a pile of straw there. You have some wood, some storage. You're not really going there all the time. That's not where your kid's swing set is. This is more of a storage place. You can't take wood out of this pile. You can take the straw from this pile, but not wood in this pile. And we have to understand, is there mukta? There's no mukta. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss here, because it seems like a contradiction almost. On the one hand, you can take straw, so there's no mukta. Can't take wood, there is mukta. Tana. If you don't have a choice, so listen to this. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a chiddush here. If you don't have a choice, in other words, you have a lot of guests, you got to carry it on your shoulder, you have to carry it in a box, you carry it in a box. Does this halacha apply to Shabbos also? But because I told you it's a chiddush, you all know the answer. Yes, on Shabbos as well. If you have an eruv, like Rashi points out in the Mishnah, you're talking about there's an eruv. It's not a problem of carrying. The problem is that it looks like you're trying to sell something. But on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you have a lot of guests, you carry it. You carry it also with a box. Asking Rava Mechayza, so Rava instituted in Mechayza, the Daru, Beduchka, let's change everything around. Let's make everything different and easier. Sometimes it's not easier, but for the most part it's easier. But let's change it around. If you carry stuff on your shoulder, Beduchka on your shoulder, Lidru Biragla, Berigla, Biragla, use a pitchfork. It's a different type of pitchfork. Some sort of device that makes it easier. In our days, let's just call it a wagon, one of those carts in a shop. You usually carry like this, push it in front of you like that. The door berigla, if you usually use a pitchfork, lidru beagra, use a pole with. Why is it out of order here? No, you're right. Here. You guys remember this pole? Two people carrying something. This is how you should carry it with two people. Yeah? The door beagra, lidru beakpo. If it's two people carrying it on their shoulders, the two people should carry it lower down. The Doru Ba'akva, Nifrois Sudri Levei. Now, Rashi points out some of these are not 100% easier, but it's definitely a shinui. You typically do it this way. If everybody's carrying it in a certain way, that's your minug, so change the minug. Doru Ba'akva, what? Where? Mm-mm. No, but Shnei B'nei Adam. The door of Akva, if you carry it with two people but lower down, now we're going to do something else. We're going to put a flag on it. Put something on it. But you don't have it. You don't have a shmata. You don't have some sort of, you don't have a pole. There's no isser here. We're just trying to change it up a little bit so people know that we're dealing with Yontif. Don't remember. Yemiv shal shanois, mutar. If you can't change it, it's okay anyway. Omer Rav Chanan bar Rava le Rav Ashi. So he said to Rav Ashi, Omer Rabbanon, kama dev shal shanim, shanim biyom tava. When whatever you can change, change it up. There are women who fill up their buckets on Yontif. They don't do any change at all. Nobody says anything to them. Tell me what you want them to do. How should they change it up? If they use huge 5-gallon jugs and you're going to tell them, go to the 1-gallon ones, now they're going to be walking more. So not only, there's no change because at the end of the day, so Tosis points out, the point is, you didn't change anything. At most, you made it worse. Because sometimes these women, they use 1 gallon, 5 gallons. Nobody's going to know the difference. There's some people that are not as strong as others. I saw this this Meshuggah guy that takes water. He could do 5 5-gallons. In one hand, he does 3 like this and then 2. Okay. So some people do it this way, some people do it that way, some people use 1 gallons. But you're making her walk 5 times the distance. So you didn't gain anything. You just made it worse. And if she's a type of person that's weak and uses the 1 gallon, tell her, okay, fill up the 5 gallon. Now you're making heavier for her. It's also not good. So what are you going to say? You should use some sort of lid. It's going to fall off the jug and then she's going to bend down and pick it up and carry it to the rabbim. So I have a use a lid and a string. It'll be undone and she'll make a knot on Shabbos. Now you ruined it. Yotzei Shechor Be'ev Seida. Tifres Sudra. So put a flag on it. Tifres Sudra Lo Be'ei. You know what happens when you put a piece of clothing on top of an open pail? The clothing goes, dips into the water. Now you squeeze it out. Over on Milabin. Which is Milabin. There's nothing you can do. There's no hate here. What you can't change anything. Just let them do it. Only Rava by Rav Chanan Labaye. Different Rava. The Rava, the son of Rav Chanan, tells about. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Sai, listen to this Mishnah. We're going to see it soon. It's in another 5-6 days. Ein mitapchin ve misapkin ve miragdim. It's usur to clap on Shabbos and in Yontif ve misapkin, and you cannot whack your thigh. Drum. Ve'imiragdin, and you can't dance. Why? Because you might come to fix your instrument. But you see that people over go to shul, and Doylem's clapping away, and they're drumming on the tables, and that the Shabbos meal is doing this. Oh, we're going to get into a second. And nobody says anything. Oh, so we got to talk about this for a second. Then the Gemara is, Mutav shiyu shoygim v'alyum yizidim. You don't tell people to stop drumming. A lot of guys like to drum on Shabbos. And as a matter of fact, I was by Suda with Noam, and I told the son. The son was, oh, okay. And then he, 5 minutes later, he did it again. So his brother came up and said, Eli said, he said, I almost forgot. So was I over, not over? It's a big... So somebody that's been Kabul, so you tell them, you're not supposed to drum, you're not supposed to clap. But there are people, there are many people that clap, the whole shul claps. They all bang on the table. What's going on? So the Shulchan Aruch, I just want to say this like this. Shulchan Aruch says, Paskins, you're not allowed to clap today. Today, you're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to drum on the table. But the Ramah says, but people do it. So maybe, he doesn't say it's mutter. He says, maybe they use this Tosfos on Daf Lamed and Beitza. That's what the Rama brings. And Tosfos says that in our days, when we don't have instruments, we don't know how to fix instruments, this Gzeiras bottle. Have you ever heard of such a thing? That a Gzeiras bottle? Today, we don't have this, so you can drive a car. Because it's not, you're not going to turn on a fire. So you can start driving cars. So who's Mevat Gzeiras? This is Gzeri de Rabbana. They said you cannot clap your hands because you're going to come to do Klei Shir. So yes, it doesn't apply today. So we have to find the head for everybody. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says a beautiful thing. He says that any gzeira that Klal Yisrael didn't accept, so it doesn't become a gzeira. And from the fact that you see in the Gemara, that in the time of the Gemara, people still weren't makbin on it. And the Gemara tells us, don't tell them anything, because it's better they should be shaggy than mazid. So they never accepted it. Yes, they were bad people. They were bad. They weren't makabal the gzeira. So then later on in our generation, when the instruments, it doesn't apply, the whole thing of the instruments, then the gzeira was never there l'chatchila because of those bad people. That's the svar Moshe Feinstein wants to say. You want to be soymech on these svaras? Great, go ahead. I won't, I can't be, what?
Remotion of the Shabbos clock keeps on. He said it's also, no, the clock said it was not recovered.
It's not the...
Moshe Feinstein asking, Shabbos clocks are also, the clock said it was not recovered.
Oh, clock said it wasn't recovered. I hear. But that, I don't know if, but that's not a gzera that Ramosha finds. He can't make zeras, Ramosha finds it. We're talking about the time of the Gemara when they make zeras. Made a psa. Now, one thing I did see, the Ishel Avram says, that during tefillah, he says maybe you could be matter to clap, like Breslev and a lot of people in shul, they clap. Once in a while you see a guy clapping. So he says, because you see that on Simchas Torah, you're allowed to clap. You let us dance and you let it clap on Simchas Torah. So it's better that if you do it for yourself, for Simchas Torah, I don't know, some svara like that, that if we had the svara before, that if for your table you have it, you should have it for Hashem's table. So maybe for tefillah, he says, maybe you can be matir for tefillah. I'm putting it out there. You do what you want to do with what I just said. Shino is different. Yeah. What? Very low. Oh. I want to point out something else. We have in our shul the crown, and it has bells on it. What about making noise with a bell? That's mamash a problem. That's a mamash a cliché. It's lotzal. No, it's a real bell. So the heter is the heter. What? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No. This is not a secondary. You're holding a bell in your hand and it's making noise. You're not going to walk on Shabbos with a bell and it makes noise. It's secondary. No such thing. So the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to because it causes people to stand up from their spot and then give cover to the Torah. It says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it doesn't apply today because people are standing up anyways when the Aron Kodesh is open and nobody stands up because he hears the bell. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's also to use the bell on Shabbos. And then Rav Ozan says it's not true. It's only a big, large bell. But these are tiny little bells that's not important. The sound is not important. Fine. Ad kan, that Indian. But everybody be ma'ayin. And of course, the people that are used to doing it are not going to stop doing it. There's a guy, Dafyami guy, saying his shtos. My father did it. My whole shul does it. I'm continuing to do it. I don't care what the Shulchan Aruch says. Next. Come on, this shaita, this litvak doesn't know what he's talking about. But also we do it as I. Fine. What? They can do whatever they want. You're not allowed to tell them though. If you see it in shul, you don't go over to anybody and say, hey, the Shulchan Aruch says it's awesome. But we're learning the halacha now. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says, you're allowed to teach halachas. I'm allowed to teach about Lashon Hara, and I can't say, Mutav Shiyu Shogim Al Yumazidim. It's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to clap on Shabbos. That's a sif. But then to go over to somebody, by the way, I had this argument by my Shabbos meal. They were very upset. They didn't hear. A lot of people didn't know about this idea that you walk over to somebody and say, hey, you're over Issa Dairaisa. It's mind your own business. What's wrong with you? So I just saw today, some Sefer says that in a Dairaisa, you're going to see in the Gemara, the Rabban Dairaisa, in Dairaisa, you must go over to somebody and say, what you're doing is wrong, even if you think he might hit you and curse you, even if you know he's not going to listen to you. Because, oh, he's not going to listen. But it's Manenu. No, yeah. Not in Dairaisa. Fine. Next. Where are we? No, we're past that. Oh. But you see people clap and shul. Nobody says anything. Look at this. You're sitting in the alleyway. This is the alley, this is the mavui, and you put a lechi here so you could carry within this area. You shouldn't sit right here by the yellow, because what if the ball rolls out of your hand into the street? You're going to come get it. By the way, it's only sitting over here to the street. But if you sit by your house, right over here by the porch, we're not choishesh. Because over here, Rashi says, there's no ceiling and there's no way to differentiate so much between the alleyway and the street. That's the gzera. Okay. But there's people, these women, they take their, I guess it was a thing, take their bucket of water, sit there by the entryway, waiting for their kids to come back from playing. I don't know what. But they sit there with their bucket by the entryway. You just said not to. Ella, here's the aside. Hanach lahem liYisrael, don't bother with them. Mutov shiyu shoygigim v'ayu mezidim. It's better that they shouldn't be mazed. You don't tell them this halal. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it's awesome. Don't do it. Why? So Rashi says here that something bedover shir giluboy v'lo yachzur b'hem. Something like clapping and drumming. People that are used to it, go try to change their minds. There's no way you change their mind. Murgel, they have every hat there. They come up with that. They know the Ramosha Feinstein inside out, backside forward, and vayte gagin. You're not going to change your mind, so don't bother with them. That's like clapping your hands, which is only the Rabbanon. Gzeira, you might come. Avadaraisa. Loi. Okay? The Raisa, you don't say Hanach Shalom. You have to tell a person what you're doing is Issa the Raisa is a puzzle. Veloi. Yeah, no, but until what point? On hitting and this, knowing how much, and knowing a person is not going to listen to you. You know the guy, you know your neighbor. He's not going to listen. He's not a Talmud Chacham that forgot Halacha. Yeah, nor a guy that's in Kailal and he's doing Bayrus. By the way, you know, that's also, you're doing it with a Kli. Oh, so shoulder. You're talking about a tough guy that he's mezalzel in mitzvahs, and you go over to him. Listen, what you're doing now is aser. Aser. You go on vacation. Sometimes you see, hey, Mr. Yidden doing the not the best things. They'll eat a little bit in a not such a kosher restaurant, whatever. You know the guy is not going to listen to you. You walk over and say, listen, what you're doing is aser. You walk away. He might punch you. He might this. You don't know. But once he starts hitting you, now you're not mechuyev anymore. No, seriously. No? I told you the story with Reb Shimshon Pinkos. He made the guy take off his pants. In the middle of the Shatnas. He's talking about Shatnas. Okay, let's go. It's very simple. Look, I prove it to you. Even in the Raisa, you don't tell somebody. To add a few minutes to Yom Kippur is the Raisa. Most of the men, we go to shul for Kol Nidre, so we don't have the issue. Women who stay at home might have an issue. They might think, you just look at the clock, whenever Shkia is, I could eat all the way up to Shkia. It's not true. There's a special pasuk that says, you have to do Tosefes, Yom Kippur. It says, Betisha, that Yom Kippur is not on the 9th day, it's on the 10th day. So it means that you have to add a little bit to Yom Kippur. How much exactly? Fine. Says the Gemara, "Matchilu b'arim and sateven." You're allowed to take straw out of the pile. Omer Avkana zayse meres matchilim boitzatchilu. So I went through the kasha before. Over here it says there's no mukta when it comes to straw. You're allowed to grab some straw. Mani Reb Shimoni, the famous Reb Shimon, the lesley mukta. He's makel and not. He doesn't hold the mukta completely. In this case, he doesn't hold the mukta. Eimah seifa, avaloi beitzim shivu mukta. You're not allowed to take wood. Asom le Reb Yehuda, this le mukta. We got a problem. You can't say part of the mission is Reb Shimon, part of the mission is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says there is mukta. Can't take the wood. Says Gemara, we're talking about expensive wood, cedar wood. Ashuche is female cedar. It's expensive stuff. You don't use it stam like to light a fire. You build a nice house with it. So it's mukta. The mukta is chasar and kiss. Anything that you're gonna have a monetary loss, like a knife of a shchita, of a mila. A nice silver thing. And even in that case, Reb Shimon does hold the mukta. Same thing, same idea, but on the seifa. We start from the back. You're not allowed to remove wood in the backyard. Mukta is backyard. Why? Because it's mukta. It's two types of mukta here. So you see, there's mukta. Mani Reb Yehuda, this lay mukta. So it's a contradiction to the beginning. You could take straw. That comes out contradiction that it goes that there's no mukta. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, "Asim tiv nesarios." So now we're going to explain the ratio. When it's straw that spoiled, moldy, disgusting straw, the only thing you can do with it is light a fire. Tiv nesario, asked the Gemara, "What are you talking about?" But tiv nesario, achazi latino, you could use it for something. You could use it for cement. This bay kaitzim, the way they made cement, says Rashi, they would step on it, mush it with their hands. They didn't have a cement turner, a cement machine, whatever it's called, a mixer, cement mixer. They did it like this. Now, if it has thorns, you can't use it, so it's worthless. Says the Gemara, Daf Lamed Omid Beis. Sponsored by MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim before seeing Shuas, please join us at TehillimMinDav.com. And sponsored by the time, Koshnud, Fizchus, for my children, I, Kolev, and Yaakov and Devorah. They should be do well in Eretz Yisrael. Cheshik and Torah, Mitzvah Ma'isim Toivim, and Yerushamayim. Official Mishnah, sponsored by Official, for Shlema, for Avram Yosef and Chana. Says the Mishnah. Unbelievable. In America now, what are they doing? They're taking apart the sukkahs. Nightly, hey, nightly made in a sukkah. You cannot take wood off your sukkah, break it down. Now, Rashi says we're not talking about sukkahs. Sorry. But we will be talking about sukkahs in a minute. We're talking about Pesach and Shavuos, the two other Yom Tovim. Because a sukkah has other issues. So you cannot remove wood from the sukkah. Now, the Gemara right away explains what's going on here. Says the Gemara, "Maishna min asukah deloy. Why can't you take it off the top? Because sosar ahala. Because you're doing soiser. You're taking wood from the top of the sukkah here. So the Gemara understood that there's a lot of wood up here, and he's grabbing a piece. The Gemara is going to say no. He's taking the piece from the wall. It's up against the wall. Min asamach lo nami because sosar ahala. But if you're taking from the wall, you're breaking down the. You're doing stira. You're breaking a building." Sorry. The Gemara's kasha is, what's the difference? If it's above, all the way in the top, that's also removing. Who cares how high up the schach is? It's still removing schach. We're not talking about the top. We're talking about the side, and that's okay. Why? So Rashi explains, very simple. If Yoni did a great job here. You see how this is interwoven, it's Arug, Rashi says the Lashon of Arug. This is my wall, this beautiful piece. Now, if I go lean wood up against my wall, it's not part of the wall, it's leaning on my wall. But over here, no matter what you do, if you put more wood on top, every piece of wood is part of my ceiling. It's providing shade. You can't say, oh, it's just the bottom layer is providing shade. The top, everything's providing shade. So Mela, any piece I take off, I'm over. The pieces on the wall, if they're not part of the wall, it's not part of my sukkah. So I'm allowed to remove it. No, it's not talking about a wall. If I have a bundle of wood sitting on top of my sukkah, it's not bottled to the sukkah. It's there for storage purposes only. Storage purposes only, I'm allowed to remove a bundle of wood. If it's part of the sukkah, as mevatel, I said, hey, this should be the schach. Then you can't remove it. Doesn't matter how high it is, how thick it is. Rabbi Yosef said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon matir, you can't take from the top, only from the wall. Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. V'shavin. So, just, I put this together for later. It's really not necessary, but it's gishmak. This is the brisa here. Hey, no, the mezvan has sukkah, elamina samachla. I put in tiny words because it didn't fit in the line. Rav Shimon is very important. Do not take wood from the sukkah from the top of the sukkah. Next line. Vishavin, and everybody agrees. Besukas achag bechag shasura. So this is talking about what the blue is talking about, a sukkah on Pesach and Shavuos. The red is talking about on sukkahs. You can't take. What is the green talking about? Next line. If he made it tonight, then I'm going to use it. Luchar is talking about the red. I think Mark is going to say, no, the green is talking about the blue. It's going back to here. That what? If he made it tonight, and he said, I'm going to use the wood before Yontif, you're allowed to use the wood from the sukkah. Reb Shimon, Matir, and Reb Shimon says, it's okay, because sasar Allah. So let's go back over here. Right over here, he's in a sukkah, but he's breaking down. Rav Shimon says he's allowed to break down a sukkah. Says Gemara, "Achav b'sukkah nifelz askinon." Rabbi Isai, one of the most popular songs, one of the nicest songs ever invented, is "Harachamanu Yakim." I'll sing solo. I don't care. Pesukas David Hanoi Fawales. Ay, ay, oh, Rachamon, New York, in Lonu, Esukas David. It's not that good of a song. I just. Zog to Gemara. Omer Avnachem Yitzchok, you're allowed to clap today. Hoka Besukanoi Fellas Askino. Now we know what it means. Sang it the whole Yantav. There's only two boring songs for Sukkas. I don't know. Nobody ever invented a good one. The Harainu is a good one, but it's not really for Sukkos. We should do that. You have to do it like this. The simcha has to be like this. Yeah. It's a pretty depressing song, I think. So we're talking about a sukkah that fell down. So if a sukkah fell down, you're not breaking it. What's the whole problem? You're breaking, you're not allowed to break a sukkah on Yontif. On any, on Pesach also. But it already broke. But the problem is, Miku diskatsoi, ben hashmosho, diskatsoi lekuli yoima. That's the Tanakama. Tanakama holds, since you couldn't use it before as Yontif came in, you can't use it even though it fell down. Reb Shimon, the Tamei, the Lesley Mukta, but Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that Mukta. Reb Shimon holds that if it fell, it was, you're right, it was Mukta then. But now it broke, now you can use it. He doesn't hold of Migud Diskatsoi. The Sanya, and I'll prove it to you. Moisar Hashem, the same exact idea. You have leftover oil in your candelabra, Shibaner, Shibakara, in a bowl, Asur. Tanakama holds, since all the oil was Asur, you couldn't remove oil while it was burning, it's Asur. So now that the candle went out, it remains Asur. Migud Diskatsoi, since it was Asur for a moment as Yom Tov came in, it's Asur for the rest. Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon says, not a problem. Says the Gemara Midami. What's the connection between oil and a sukkah? A person has in mind, he knows every single week for the last 25 years, there's always that much oil left on the bottom. Never goes all the way to the bottom. So he's waiting for it to go out. Does he have a clue? He has an idea that a sukkah is going to fall down? He never intended to use the wood. Or Rabbi Yitzchok, you're right. So we have to talk about a very shvach sukkah. It's literally about to fall. He doesn't even use it because he's worried it's going to fall on his head. So that sukkah, he says, oh, I might get to use the wood in a day or two. Let's wait until it falls. So we had that braisa. So let's just see. We already know what the Gemara is going to say. We can go through it. Umi mani b'tnai. On Sukkos, you're not allowed to use any of the wood. But if you made it tnai, it's okay. Hakol afi tnai. Said, I'm going to use the wood. Umi mani b'tnai. V'omer av sheshim shum v'kiva. Minayin latzi sukkah shasurim kol shiva. Shenem ar chaga sukkah is shiva siyom l'ashem. The wood of the sukkah, it says chaga sukkah is. Chag means chagiga. Remember, in case you forget, and you come next year to Israel for Sukkos, to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring three animals. A Oilas Riyah, a Chagiga, and a Shalmi Simcha. One of them is Chagiga. Chag. Chag, in the Pasuk, is referring to Chagiga. HaSukkos is referring to the Sukkah. So just like the Chagiga is a carbon, it has Gdusha, and it's for 7 days, so too the Sukkah, 7 days. Gdusha, sorry, the Gdusha lasts forever, whatever. But the Sukkah lasts for 7 days. Tani Rebbe Yehuda ben Seira Omer. We have Gdusha on the Sukkah. Omar Rebnashio Bereidurova, Seifa Son, the Sukkah, the Alma. So he answers the question. The question is, how could you make a Tanai on the Sukkah? This Sukkah is Kaddish for 7 days. So what good does it do if I make a Tanai? Oh, I'm going to use it after 3 days. The Torah says it's Kaddish for 7 days. You can't fight with that. So he says, you're right. This green, the tnai, is not going on the red. We're not talking about sukkahs. We're going back to the beginning over here that ein noit lemeitzim in a sukkah, which Rashi explained at the top of the the first line. We're not talking about a sukkah on sukkahs. We're talking about a sukkah on Pesach and Shavuos. That you could make a tnai. What? There's no Itzketzai? If you make it Tnai, no. There's no Migas Ketzai because it never became Muktzah. It never became, that's exactly what you do. Here the Gemara is going to explain. Honor Rashi Rei the Rava, save us on the Sukkah Da'alma. Ava Sukkah the Mitzvah, Lema Hanibatna. A Sukkah on Sukkahs, there's no Tnai. The Sukkah the Mitzvah Loi, you can't make it Tnai, but Tnai, you're going to explain in a second. But Tanya, Sikha Kilchasa, Vitra Bikramim, Ubizdinan Matsuyarim. If you made a beautiful Sukkah and you decorated it with different sheets, Matsuyarim. Now look at Rashi, I couldn't believe this Rashi, it's Givaldika Rashi. Rashi di Baramaskal Vitra. Vitra Yafab is dinam of a ukramim tsuyarim, beautiful designs and pictures, kramim bigdi tsivainim, like colorful clothing. Zdinim, what does he say? Levanim shel pishtan. Haha, look at this. This is Dovi Hirschberg's sukkah. You remember from yesterday? This is dinim levanim. This beautiful sukkah. One of a kind. Zdinim mamish, he took it out of the Gemara here. Vihisna aleim, Dovi Hirschberg, vitalabai goizim. Shkedim from LA. Vitalabai goizim. And he hung. You go to these Rebbe's sukkahs, you see they hang Esroigim and bottles of wine and bottles of oil. It's from this Gemara here. Shkedim, afarsikim, peaches, verimoin, and pomegranates, rakila, novim, and grapes, yenois, wine, shmonim, oils, vislosois, and fine flour, vidroshi bolim, and different grain. Also, stavim, amit, so yom tabachim, shachag. So, boys, when it comes to decorations, sukkah decorations are usur to use and be mevatel them from what they are. The entire yontif, even chol hamoed. So, on chol hamoed, you can't go over to your esrig and grab it off the sukkah and eat it. But if it falls off on chol hamoed, you're allowed to put it back on. If it falls off on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Why? Because it's mukta. So, nachamol, if your schach falls off on yontif, it's mukta. Maybe you could have a guy put it up. If your schach falls off on chol hamoed, you could put your schach back on. But you're not allowed to be mevatel from what it is. You can't take your schach and use it for a bed. That you can't do. Then it becomes mukta for that mitzvah. People get confused. Somebody asked me this yontif actually. Could I touch my decoration on chol hamoed? Yes, you could touch your decoration. It's not mukta like Shabbos, you can't touch. The only time you can't touch your decoration is on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. But on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to touch decorations, you're just not allowed to take them out of service. You can't take a decoration off the wall and say, okay, now I'm going to use it for something else. That you can't do. And I'm not a rabbi. Stam a guy asked me for no reason. Now, yeah, so you can make it tonight. You hear this? This is what's going on. If a person says straight out, I am not relinquishing my rights to this, to these decorations, what's the Gemara asking here? At the end of the day, the schach and the sukkah are the same. So if you could make a tnai on schach, if you can make a tnai on decoration, you can make a tnai on tzchach. If you can't make on decoration, you can't make on tzchach. It should be the same. But if a person goes and says like this, as Yom Tov comes in, he says, I do not relinquish, these are still my decorations. I want my esrog. I'm going to eat it right now. I'm going to eat it in 10 minutes. So you never made it a decoration. But you cannot do that for a sukkah. You can't say, I'm not relinquishing my rights to this wood and I'm going to be using this wood tomorrow. Why? Because you can't break it down, says Rashi. You cannot break down a sukkah. It's soyser. Food, you could just grab off the sukkah and eat it. So if you say specifically, I'm not letting these be decorations. These are not decorations. These are mine. They're still mine. They're in my rishos. Then you're allowed to use it. Allah says, sukkah, the chol kedusha alayu. It's got the shiva. The riff argues, the grub brings him on the side. He argues. Let's just finish at the bottom. Very easy. If I have seven esroigim, one for each day of sukkahs. Amarav. As you finish the mitzvah, you could eat it right away. The only machlokes is I have to wait one day or 1 minute. But at the end of the day, they all agree you don't have to wait until the end of the yontif. I could break up sukkahs into 7 days. How come I can't do it over here with the sukkah? You cannot check your esrog at night. So therefore, every day is an individual day. So I can make it tonight for that specific day. But the entire sukkah is one long sukkah. So you cannot break it up per day. You can only break up a shrogan per day. Have a wonderful day. And welcome everybody. Go over to Rachamim Epstein and give him Bikshom Aleichem.